AI News by Conjero.
Recent Hacker News post about Gemma 4's multimodal fine-tuner for Apple Silicon matters less because it's another model adaptation tool, and more because it shifts where that work happens, from rented cloud GPUs onto the developer's laptop. That change is deceptively important. Where fine-tuning runs AFEX who can iterate, how fast they can do it, and what data they're willing to use. Cloud-based tuning brings predictable frictions, queues, remote storage, transfers, and pricing that encourages batching experiments. Moving the loop to a local machine flips that trade-off. Iteration starts to resemble normal development. Quick edits, private datasets kept on device, and fewer barriers to trying small, frequent changes. The technical bet here is Apple Silicon. This tool isn't aimed at any desktop with a discrete GPU. It's built for Apple's unified memory and tightly integrated CPU-GPU stack. That makes on-device multimodal work more practical than on many commodity laptops, because the hardware and software are designed to move data efficiently across components. But Apple First is also a constraint. It narrows the audience and assumes local acceleration is good enough for real experiments, not just DMOS. Fine-tuning is where hardware limits show up fast. Multimodality, text, images, and audio raises the stakes. Combining different data types complicates more than training loops. It requires careful formatting, input alignment, batching strategies, and memory-efficient transitions between modalities. Those are exactly the places a local setup can either shine, by collapsing distance between dataset and experiment, or stumble, because of limited throughput, long runs, and tight batch size limits. Small teams and individual builders, the upside is straightforward. Less dependence on cloud infrastructure, better privacy for proprietary data, and lower marginal costs per experiment once you own the hardware. The caveat is utility. If the tool can't deliver sufficient fidelity, repeatability, and speed, it will stay niche. What's notable about Gemma 4's fine-tuner isn't that it exists, but that it reflects a broader shift. Model adaptation is starting to look like something that sometimes belongs on the laptop on your desk, not always in a rented cloud cluster. That change has real implications for privacy, cost, latency, and developer autonomy.
AI News by Conjero.